You're listening to New Technia. A Falcon 9 stage likely hit the moon, but no camera saw the moment. A 4-ton Falcon 9 upper stage was predicted to strike the moon on August 5. Telescopes did not capture the collision directly, but sodium and lithium detected near the predicted time provide indirect evidence. Orbital images are still needed to confirm the crater and measure the result. A discarded Falcon 9 upper stage almost certainly ended its 18-month journey by striking the moon on August 5. The orbit prediction was exceptionally precise, and a telescope detected chemical signals soon afterward, but nobody obtained a direct photograph or video of the collision. The 30-second summary. What happened? The 4-ton object designated 2025-010D was calculated to hit the moon near the Bell and Einstein craters at about 6:35 Universal Time Coordinated, traveling roughly 2.43 kilometers per second. Why does it matter? The event offers a controlled-scale test of impact models and exposes how poorly discarded hardware is tracked beyond low Earth orbit. What is the catch? Ground telescopes missed the impact itself. Chemical emissions are indirect evidence, and the new crater has not yet been photographed. Key number. More than 1,000 observations were used to reconstruct the object's path before its predicted lunar collision. A collision predicted long before it happened. The upper stage launched on January 15, 2025. Carrying Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost 1 and the Space Resilience lunar landers. After deploying the spacecraft, the stage lacked a controlled destination and remained in a distant, unstable orbit influenced by the gravity of Earth. The Moon and the Sun. Independent astronomer Bill Gray connected the tracked object to that launch and calculated the impact using observations from asteroid surveys and amateur astronomers. His Project Pluto tracking analysis placed the collision within minutes of 6:35 Universal Time Coordinated near the Moon's western limb. A separate physical characterization of 2025-010D used its orbit, brightness, rotation, and near-infrared spectrum to confirm that it was artificial hardware consistent with the Falcon 9 stage. Researchers estimated a speed near 2.4 kilometers per second and a resulting crater roughly 40 meters wide, although other models produced smaller estimates. What observers saw and what they missed. Astronomers hoped to capture a flash or illuminated plume when the stage arrived. The site was on sunlit terrain close to the visible edge of the moon. A difficult combination because the bright background reduces contrast and the surface is viewed at a steep angle. No observatory has released a direct image of the impact. According to post-event reporting by Wired, the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope detected sodium and lithium emissions a few minutes after the predicted time. Scientists interpret the sodium as material from the lunar surface and the lithium as a possible signature of the rocket, but this remains indirect evidence. The absence of video does not make the orbital prediction weak. NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies had assessed the chance of impact at 100% before the event. What remains uncertain is the exact crater size, the distribution of ejecta, and whether the spectral signal can be tied uniquely to this collision. Why an accidental impact interests scientists. The object's approximate mass, speed, and construction were known, unlike those of many natural meteoroids. That gives researchers useful starting conditions for testing how an impact excavates lunar soil and launches material above a surface with no atmosphere. A pre-impact ejecta simulation predicted a tall, rapidly changing plume, while NASA estimated a crater about 18 meters wide and 4 meters deep. The disagreement is not a mistake to conceal. Different assumptions about the stage's mass distribution, impact angle, and lunar soil naturally produce different forecasts, which is why an orbital image matters. Nukeniya's reading is that the most useful result may be less dramatic than the crash headline. A clearly identified artificial object can become a calibration point for future impact models, but only after researchers compare the predictions with a measured crater. The tracking problem beyond Earth orbit. Radar networks can follow small objects near Earth, but their signals become dramatically weaker at lunar distance. Deep space hardware is therefore often reconstructed from optical observations collected by professional surveys and skilled amateurs. This matters as more governments and companies send spacecraft toward the moon. An abandoned stage did not threaten Earth or a known lunar mission in this case, yet uncertainty about its long-term path illustrates a growing coordination problem in the space between Earth and the moon. NASA's official impact briefing says controlled lunar disposal can be technically accepted and sometimes practical. The distinction is predictability. An intentional end-of-life trajectory is easier to document and manage than hardware left to evolve chaotically. Before we overstate the result, no camera directly recorded the collision, so reports should distinguish a near-certain orbital impact from a photographed event. The sodium and lithium observations have not yet been presented in a complete public scientific analysis. Crater estimates range substantially because they depend on uncertain impact and surface properties. The event posed no danger to Earth, and it does not establish that lunar debris is currently an immediate hazard to people. What happens next? NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter and South Korea's Danuri Orbiter may image the area before and after the event. Lighting, orbit timing, and the position near the lunar limb could delay a useful comparison. If a fresh crater is found, its dimensions and surrounding debris will convert a precise trajectory forecast into a measured experiment. Until then, the accurate conclusion is narrower. The stage was overwhelmingly expected to hit, indirect signals fit that prediction, and the most decisive images are still to come. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.